This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. From today's passage, 1 Corinthians chapters 7 through 10, Leroy ponders a question that could revolutionize the conduct of every Christian. What would Jesus do? Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
There are many things which are not specifically forbidden by the Bible. For example, the Bible does not say, thou shalt not use cocaine, thou shalt not smoke cigarettes, or thou shalt not drink booze. But the absence of a definite prohibition is not the only consideration in our choice of behavior. Beyond what may be permissible in our own eyes, the book of 1 Corinthians leads us to consider two other major factors. The first is other people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12 and 13, the Apostle Paul says, when you sin against your brothers in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause him to fall. Now, Paul is referring to eating meat that had been offered to idols, a real issue in his day. But he extends it to a larger application of saying that he will forego any behavior that causes a brother in Christ to stumble. As we contemplate our own choices and behavior, we must ask what effect this will have on other Christians who observe us doing it. A second question we must ask ourselves is, will this glorify God? In 1 Corinthians 10, 31, Paul writes, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. We should be concerned not only with possible negative aspects of our behavior, but concerned that everything we do brings honor and glory to God. Dr. Jack Mitchell, now in his 90s, is one of the great Bible teachers of our day. He tells about an experience he had as a young Christian with a growing ministry of preaching and teaching the Bible. He was riding a train across Canada and had just lit a cigar when the thought came to him that this could hinder his work for Christ. Dr. Mitchell says, with a twinkle in his eye, that it was a good cigar, and he had five other good ones in his pocket. But he knew the Lord was telling him to set them aside out of reverence for God and conscience for others. And so he walked to the back of the train and threw all his cigars away, and that was the end of it. Christian, are you willing to subject your personal choices to the same guidelines? How will it affect other Christians? Will it bring glory to God? The Lord is still looking for people who are willing to pay the price to honor Him in all they do. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, the spiritual tragedy of a job half done. Join us on Daily Discipleship.